We're joined in the studio now by Dr. Kevin Cunningham, political scientist and pollster with Ireland Thinks. Kevin, we know a lot more now about the shape of the next Dáil. What are your final seat projections here now?
Yeah, so the final seat projections we'd have would be Fianna Fáil with 48 seats, Fine Gael with 38 seats, which would bring the two parties to 86, two short of that magic number of 88. Sinn Féin, 39 seats. Social Democrats, 11. The Labour Party, 11. Independent Ireland, 4 seats. People for Profit Solidarity on 3. Now, obviously, notwithstanding the potential recount in Cork North Central, where McBarry might take one of the Labour seats, but probably unlikely, I think. Aintoo, 2 seats. The Green Party, 1. And 100% redress, 1, and then the remainder will be another 16 independents.
And you said Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael together, 86. 88 is the magic number. That's a majority. So what are these numbers then telling us about who is likely to be in the next government?
It still comes down to the specifics of the negotiation. Obviously, it is much more possible for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to come together with not even that many like-minded or capable independents to form that particular government, certainly to get over the line. And many have spoken about the idea that they might need something like 96 or 95 to be kind of comfortable of that majority. And that seems quite possible with independents. Obviously, either the Labour Party or the Social Democrats could make up that gap as well, facilitating another government.
Okay. Sinn Féin won 37 seats in 2020. It will come back with, on your projections, 39 seats in this election, but its share of the vote declined, and there's also 14 additional seats in this Dáil, so you would expect a party to be getting an extra 3 seats. How would you assess the performance of Sinn Féin?
Well, I mean, overall, you would have to say for the largest opposition party, it's pretty poor to go backwards. I think that's the easiest way to assess Sinn Féin's performance. In terms of its vote shares and seat shares, it's actually been a little bit more efficient. The last election, if you remember, it was very inefficient in terms of its vote share, returning relatively few seats because it didn't stand enough candidates. In this case, it's a little bit more efficient, getting a larger share of the Dáil relative to their seats. But overall, I think you would have to say for an opposition party to reduce the number of seats, that you'd have to say that that's a negative thing.
Yes, and to reduce the size of its vote share as well. It has been a very good day for the Labour Party and the Social Democrats. You're projecting there that both parties will come in at around 11 seats each. That would be 22 in total, which is kind of around where the old Labour Party would have been on a good day.
Yeah, certainly in terms of seat share, again, around 13% of the seats. Well, I mean, a good day, certainly it's historical days where it was getting around 12% of the vote and an equivalent number of seats, perhaps in the 1990s. In terms of its actual vote share, it's a little bit lower than that. It's probably less than 10% in aggregate, but I think the two parties collectively, obviously, have enough influence potentially in the next Dáil. Certainly, if they're in opposition, perhaps they might collectively come together a little bit more.
And they have both parties proved to be very transfer friendly. Unlike the Green Party, coming back with just one seat, proved really to be transfer toxic.
Yeah, I think that's the clear story. The Green Party's vote share wasn't enormously, well, it was down significantly from the last election, but it only returned one seat on the vote share that it got, which is probably a relatively quite inefficient, again, just down to exactly as you said, its inability to attract secondary preferences from other parties. Perhaps the very fact that there was the availability of the Social Democrats, which were getting those transfers ahead of the Green Party, made it much more difficult.
And the pro-government vote obviously went to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and perhaps then people didn't consider the Green Party to be either a party of government or a party of opposition, so they got caught in the middle. A word on the exit poll before we go. It was carried out by Ipsos Behaviour and Attitudes, commissioned by RTE, the Irish Times, TG Cahir and Trinity College. It underestimated the Fianna Fáil vote, overestimated the Sinn Féin vote, and got the Fine Gael vote about right. But that company said that the low turnout affected its model, and also that there was a high rate of refusal, people refusing to participate in that exit poll. Is polling becoming more problematic now, with people just saying, no, I'm not engaging with a pollster?
Well, I think those two points are very important, that as turnout declines and as refusals or the non-response rate increases, it is much more difficult to conduct opinion polling. But it is certainly worth bearing in mind that if you compare the results to the poll of polls and the aggregator conducted by Stefan Mueller on the Irish polling indicator, the results were within 1 percentage point of that final poll of polls, so, which is a pretty close result for opinion polls in relative terms. Certainly, as you said, Fianna Fáil might not be happy, but they might be very happy with the sort of 6% seat bonus that the party has got in this election, and an incredible thing worth remarking on, their vote management and efficiency of their vote in this election.
And as they always remind us, that is the only poll that matters. Dr. Kevin Cunningham, political scientist and pollster with Ireland Thinks, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us today.